Hi, I'm Gwendolyn. I'm 14 years old and I play the harp. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Gwendolyn, and thank you for playing your harp. You can be featured on the show just like Gwendolyn. You can find instructions, sheet music, all of it at kidscommute.org. It is day three, el día número tres, of Tri-Cornered Hat Week, the ballet by Manuel de Falla. Remember that the tri-cornered hat is a very fancy hat worn by the boss of the town that makes him feel very, very important. We last left the miller and his wife at a party for all of the neighbors. Everybody's having a great time dancing around, and the miller's wife invites her husband to dance a farruca, which is a type of flamenco dance. It sounds like this. Well, right in the middle of this fun farruca, the boss's henchmen crash the party and they arrest the miller on some kind of made-up crime. He said he was going to get revenge for that whole embarrassing chase the wife and fall down thing, right? Well, there it is. So they drag the miller off on this trumped-up crime, and the townspeople leave the party, and the poor miller's wife is left all by herself. By the way, Manuel de Falla decided to quote the first few notes of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony about 3 minutes into this piece. You know, da-da-da-da! So keep your ears open for that. Today's music will be The Miller's Farruca, performed once again by the New York Philharmonic, with Pierre Boulez conducting.
Thank you. Did you catch that Beethoven bit? Da 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 da! And that has to be right at the moment in the ballet when the big boss man comes in his fancy, fancy tri-cornered hat. That was The Dance of the Miller from The Tri-Cornered Hat by Manuel de Falla. That was Pierre Boulez conducting the New York Philharmonic. We'll continue with our story tomorrow. What happens after the husband gets hauled off to jail? Oh, no! As I said, it's a lighthearted ballet, so it can't be too bad. All right, kids commuters, it's time now to check in with our Quizlet. All week, we ask you a question. If you get the answer right, we give you a shout-out on the air, we send you a tiny little prizelet in the mail, and we enter your name to win a monthly prize of 50 packets of Go-Go Squeeze applesauce. So, here is the question this week. The question is, who stuck a feather in his hat while riding a pony? Now, that would be a tri-cornered hat. That may give you a little hint. Let me give you another hint. This person's first name is a word that many people across the world use to mean American. Who is this person? Evie and Wesley, does that help you out? Does that give you a better hint? Try again. If you know the answer, send it to us in a text message to area code 231-237-7482. And we'll let you know if you are correct. I can see there are text messages coming in right now. And yes, you're getting that right. We'll give you a shout out tomorrow. Evie and Wesley, give it another try. Okay, congrats though to our Quizlet aces so far. Beatrix in Traverse City, Fiona in Reed City, Lydia in Buckley, Andrew and Catherine in Interlaken, Mario, Hector, and Catherine in Traverse City, Grayson in Traverse City, Fulton in Traverse City, and Eden and JL in Downing, Wisconsin. Take your chance at the Quizlet. Send us the answer, area code 231-237-7482. Who, while riding a pony, stuck a feather in his hat? Let us know the answer. Okay, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Hasta mañana.
Interlaken Public Radio.